our Reach Next Generation podcast. I'm Grace Jeffries, and I'm thinking about my future. To help me with this, I'm speaking with successful women to get an understanding of the challenges they've faced throughout their careers, how they overcame them, and what tips they have for girls my age. Today, my guest is Lucia Marcuzzo, who is the VP and Managing Director of Levi Strauss in Northern Europe. Thanks for joining me today, Lucia. Can we start by you telling us all how your career took you to Levi's?
Yes. Hi, Grace. Nice to meet you. Thank you for having me as a guest. I feel very privileged. And, yes, I've been with Levi Strauss for the past 11 years. Wow. And yeah. And I actually, I never got bored in Levi's because I'm at my third role within the company. So sometimes, you join a company with a certain job, and then you change, you develop within the company. And I had this opportunity when I joined originally 11 years ago, and I moved from Italy, as you can probably hear from my accent, I'm Italian. I joined as head of retail, so I was responsible for all the stores, the Levi stores in Europe, roughly 700 stores at that time. Wow. And now actually I'm a managing director. So I'm of course responsible for the stores, but also for, the different parts of the business. So, the multi-brand stores, the stores where you can find not only Levi's, but also other brands. In example, the department stores, or the small specialty stores across North Europe. So I've been in the company for quite some time now, and had the opportunity to see a bit of everything, and I take care in my job about how the Levi's brand is communicated to consumers, how the product is sold, where to open stores, what the people, to hire, to run the business. So a bit of everything, as the managing director is a generalist role.
Have you always been interested in fashion, and why?
I'm not sure I was interested in fashion, but I remember, you made me actually remember one thing. When I had more or less your age, I think I invented e-commerce before internet was born. Because I'll tell you more about it. I remember myself buying, or actually looking at, the fashion magazines that my mom was buying at the time. And I was playing a game. So all the clothes and the dresses and the bags and the shoes that I liked, I was just touching them with my finger, and I was pretending that I was buying them just by, clicking them on the magazine. So I think I invented e-commerce.
When you were at school, did you know what you wanted to do or be, or did that happen later in life?
No, not really. I knew is what I was interested in, what I liked. I knew I wanted a job that, would allow me to travel.
Yeah.
That would allow me to work with other people. So in a team, not by myself very much. And I wanted to be busy. I wanted to solve problems, to have things to do. And I remember me watching maybe series or movies and seeing, these offices where there was always a bit of hectic rhythm. And I said, okay, that's what I want. So that is as far as I went when I was your age, more or less.
Did you go to university? And how important do you think it actually is to go?
Yes, I did. I did go to university in Venice. I was actually born and raised in Venice, and I did economics as a university because, again, I had this idea of business and, this business men and women. And I liked doing university, and I think it helped me a lot for a couple of reasons. It helped me. Really, the things I learned, yes, are useful. And actually, I realized more and more when all along my recent years, sometimes I say, ah, okay, this is what this was for, right? I didn't realize at that time while I was studying, but now, you know, it comes back to be useful. It helped me to learn how to learn and how to go after things. And it helped me to get myself organized. You know, in university, you have deadlines, you have to pass the exam, you have to get yourself organized. So yes, it was helpful.
Obviously, we've all been hit by COVID, with shops only just reopening. How have you had to deal with the COVID-19 issues personally and with the stores?
Yeah, well, COVID was a big, you know, wow moment, right? What do we do with it? I mean, we had to, nobody gave us the instruction manual, right? So shops were closing. First of all, safety of the people, right? At the beginning, more than 1 year ago, it was really concerned, right? And we had a lot of people in the stores. It's, you know, thousands of people. And we were following all the rules and regulations, but trying to, first of all, keep the people safe. And make sure people knew that we wanted them to be safe as a first priority before doing anything else, right? And then we had to just reinvent everything from working from the offices and traveling a lot. I was traveling 2-3 days every week, you know, leaving maybe on a Monday, Tuesday, coming back on a Thursday. We had to reinvent ourselves and work from home. So set up everybody to be able to work from home. We shipped computer and PCs, and we had the people buying things like chairs and things that could help working, you know, efficiently from home. And then, you know, if you run a business, you have to make sure that your revenues that you generate are healthy and they are covering your cost. And you can imagine with all the stores closed, the costs were running. You still have to pay a lot of things, but you don't earn very much. So we had to do a bit of savings and look for ideas of creating and generating revenues. And this was possible thanks to a huge digital investment, right? So stores were closed, but we sold more online. We were talking with our consumers through social media, digital networks, and all this. So there was a big shift to digital.
Well, when we look at social media, which I know plays a huge part in your job and everyone's lives, what advice would you give girls, say, about my age, about how to use it and not use it?
Yeah, I also have, my son is now 11. He's a passionate with TikTok. So he spends a lot of time on TikTok. Not a lot of time, but let's say, his free time, he likes to TikTok a lot. I think social media, first of all, we live in the time we live, right? We cannot just, you know, close ourselves and, you know, and pretend they are not there, but we need to be in the world with eyes open. Right. We need to know that, you know, we have to be aware. We have to use our mind, our idea and to cultivate your mind to be able to think with your own head and thoughts. You need to look for different opinions. Right. Don't stick just with the first one saying something, but look for different opinions and then create some moments of pause. And self-reflection and slow, right? Not everything is super urgent. You don't have to be always connected. I mean, just make sure that is varied, right, during the day. So use it in a wise way. And, you know, make sure you hear different voices and you look for different rather than, you know, more of the same.
Tell me more about your time at Diesel Spa.
Yeah, well, I was there for 10 years, so long. I tend to fall in love with, you know, with the places and the people and the companies I work for. Diesel is, of course, another jeanswear company. So I can say that in my closet, I have more jeans than anything else. Right? I learned a lot. I learned a lot from the people, from the owner, the entrepreneur, from the culture. It was really my first big assignment, right? It was my first very important job, and I think, you know, Diesel helped me. Diesel has a motto that is only the brave, right? And this is, I find it inspiring. You need a bit of bravery in what you do. You need to show courage and stand up for your ideas and thoughts. And this I kept with me.
What is your favorite part about working at Levi's?
Ah, there are so many things. I mean, if I'm, you know, here for 11 years and still don't get bored, I think Levi's is a special place. Is a place where, you know, first of all, I feel my voice counts. I can be myself, and I can bring my thoughts and my differences, right? So I feel valued. I wear jeans, which I like, of course. And I think, you know, Levi's is about, it was born on jeans, around jeans, a very durable product. You know, these days there's a lot of thoughts about sustainability, an example, and the impact of the clothing and fashion on the environment. And Levi's is very responsible about it, and it's made around the idea that clothes have to be durable. They have to be, you know, not thrown after a few weeks, but, you know, they can stay with you for long. And I love this. I think this is the best idea of sustainability we can have.
Coming slightly back to COVID. COVID has had so many lockdowns. It has been on for a long time. And some people I know have got bored, so they've started to pick up new hobbies that they didn't have before. Has that been the same for you? And if so, can you maybe share a couple?
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true, actually. You know, as I was saying, I was spending traveling many, many days of my week. I've been at home. So doing less movement, I started picking up a bit of sports, so yoga much more than before. I even started running, which I thought it was absolutely impossible for me, but it is possible. I mean, I still run maximum 25 minutes, so I'm not a runner, but, you know. And apart from this, you know, I've been actually, I wanted to learn how to bake a good pizza, you know, so that's what I learned. And now I can say I master a pizza baking.
Have you had any mentors, or have there been anyone that you particularly admire?
Yeah, I met many people all along my careers from, you know, a lot from my work environment, inspiring people that, you know, either believed in me or gave me great advice, or sometimes also, you know, give me feedback. I think, you know, look for people that can, you know, inspire you, giving a different point of view. I think, you know, one of my first bosses who, you know, gave me the opportunity of stepping up in my work. At that time, I was doing something very technical. I was doing merchandise planning. And one day, you know, he came to me and he said, oh, you know, actually we have this opportunity as head of retail. So it was a huge step for me, a huge step. And I said, wow, I mean, how this guy saw in me the opportunity. And I didn't even believe myself I could aspire to that job. He opened up a bit my confidence. And then he was there for, you know, advice and support and giving his perspective. So I think, you know, I treasure this opportunity, and I try to do the same, right? I try to see when I meet with people in the team, I try to see beyond what they are currently doing in their job and what they could actually do based on what they like, based on what their strengths are. So just look beyond the, you know, immediate.
Is there anything that you still want to do either personally or professionally?
Yes, I want to be a much better yogi than what I am today, because I practice but not enough. And then professionally, yes, I mean, today, in today's world, I mean, it's the evolution is very fast, right? Digital is so important in our lives, but I believe in a great combination in between digital and physical. So I really want to find, you know, what's the store of the future, and how digital and physical will play together in a way that for people shopping, it would be, you know, just amazing, engaging, entertaining, but keeping the human touch in the retail industry.
Well, I've really enjoyed chatting with you today, Lucia. Thank you so much. And I'm sure everyone listening will now be thinking about some of the choices they're about to make in their careers. Keep listening to the Reach Next Generation podcasts as I talk to many more brilliant women. Thank you to our sponsors, Haynes Watts and Levi Strauss, more like Lucia, for their amazing support.